Hi, I am Pavel. Stay tuned for my small studio session next.
I'm Melissa Davis, small studio producer. The following is the audio version of WFYI's November 2019 small studio session, featuring Pavel and Direct Contact. You can find the entire session, including a video, at wfyi.org/small studio. Stay tuned right after the music for an interview with Pavel from WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer. Small Studio is made possible with support from Sun King Brewing.
Guys, oh, look at the crowd is good over here. We have a huge crowd. You know, I feel like I have done something wrong because there are like about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cameras, but I haven't done anything wrong. So thank you guys for joining us here. We are at WFYI, and this is my family from a long time ago, and I'm here usually once in a while, which is really good. I'm glad to see familiar faces, even people that I have been out of the country with. For good reasons. So, pretty quick in here. We have Steve Docking on the bass, Raul Padron, the timbales, Pedro Fernandez on the congas, Rob Dixon on the saxophone and trumpet, Dave Ali. My name is Pavel, and the first song was a song written by Steve Docking named Cha-Cha Blues, which is available on Spotify, Apple Music, all the play stuff that you can imagine. Find it. It's called Pavel on Direct Contact, and tons of CDs over there that you can imagine. You guys will enjoy this. This is another song that we have coming up in here. We threw a CD. It was called De La Calle, From the Street. And it features one of our vocalists, Leah Crane, and it's called Oye Mamacita. And street-wise, you guys will feel like you're in New York City when you hear that. Oye, mamacita, bonita, filo mini faldas, preciosa, hermosa. My heart melty mama, oye, mamacita, bonita, filo mini faldas, preciosa, hermosa. My heart melty mama. Mamacita, bonita, filo mini faldas, preciosa, hermosa. My heart met the mama, oye mamacita, bonita, filo mini faldas, preciosa, hermosa. My heart met the mama. Oye mamacita, bonita, filo mini faldas, preciosa, hermosa. My heart melty mama, oye mamacita, bonita, filo mini faldas, preciosa, hermosa. My heart melty mama. Man, wow, guys, was, you know, this is like, it's like two families to get, you know when you have like a wife, you know, you have like you and then you have the wife's family and then all the family get together. This is my family and this is my wife's family. I'm not married, but you know, it feels like, you know, so two families coming together to the small studio here. Thanks, Melissa, the guys, Chris and Eric and all the ones. This is another song that Oye Mamacita was written by me, our latest CD. And then there is one that is called Al Rojo Vivo, which means red hat. There is a story behind it. It's kind of sexy. Please contact Steve Dawkins if you want to know more about it. 1-800 red hat. Woo! Yeah, man. You know, this is one of the best ways to spend an afternoon, an evening, a morning. It's play music, though. It's play music. I love music. You know, people say, do you get sick of music? I don't think none of us get sick of music. You know, it's just, it's our hobby. It's our partner for life. Passion. I'm getting passion. Yeah, I'm getting sentimental here. But yeah, you know, right? I don't know what for Raul is.
Money.
You know, plata. Everybody has a different thing. Woof. Okay, well, we got one more tune for you guys in here. And this one is called, wrote it on our previous CD, the one before the last. It's called Rush Hour. It's a bit, you know, you can go to Spotify and find Pabellón Direct Contact, De La Calle, or Americanizado, which is the last one that we did. Americanizado is Americanized. That's the translation of it. And you can go to Spotify, you can go to Apple Music, Google Play, even Napster. I just found out that Napster was alive still like about a month ago. But yeah, you can go there. Oh, Amazon as well. Okay, Rush Hour. One, two. Thank you.
Welcome back to the small studio, Pavel.
Thank you, Jill.
we've let the rest of your musicians go, but we're going to speak with you for a while. Why so many instrumentalists? Why is that so important for you and your music to have so many different instruments come together to create sound?
Well, I mean, in the type of music we play, with this Latin jazz, Latin genre, right? You know, we usually use 3 to 4 percussionists sometimes, you know. We can make it with 2. Or one, but you know, the more the merrier, because we can break it down into different instruments. Instead of just playing all the instruments in one set, we can just break it down and just be more original with it. So, and of course, I love the horns and vocals over here and there. So,
let's make all of us feel really bad that we don't do enough things, because you do so many things. What all are you doing right now?
Right now? Well, I'm here with you.
That's good.
So I'm also part of the Jazz Foundation Board, which I'm happy to. And I have been teaching at Earlham College for the past 14 years. You know, I'm the director of jazz there. And I'm a full-time musician. So, you know, I travel. I'm going to Japan this summer. Also, I'm going to the East Coast. Just came back from the East Coast. And also, I have one of the things I'm proud of is I'm one of the founders of a festival in the Dominican Republic. And that festival is called Music Ed Fest. It's like Music Education Fest, which a bunch of professionals are on the stage at different times, and we bring all the students from different parts of the country that they don't have the opportunity to listen or to... They don't know what's going on in the capital. You know, they have music schools, you know, and all the stuff. So they come and they learn not only music, but they learn how they can get connected and open their imaginations. And we get them hooked up with all the universities. I brought one here and 2 actually, you know, so it's called the Music Ed Fest.
Why does that mean so much to you? And I know this, we're documenting this here at WFYI. What is it about that just means so much to you?
That's exactly how I was one of those kids growing up. I was 12, playing music, 13. I used to go to a church. A missionary used to teach me piano. And I used to go there. My parents didn't have a piano. I mean, they were like, in my town at that point, there were like about 2 pianos. One was at the church, and one was at somebody rich house somewhere. So the church was always busy. So, you know, I was one of those kids that had to go at 3 o'clock in the morning to be able to practice until 7. So I go to school every day, 7 days a week. So, you know, I hear the stories of the kids, and I'm one of them. I was one of them, you know, and it's good to give back as much as we can.
Because you do travel so much and you are in touch with music around the world, what is music like around the world? What's going on around the world besides here in Indiana in the music world?
It's amazing things. Amazing things. You know, it's just every time you step into a different culture, let me tell you something. It's like, you know, now we have this, you go into a plane and you get these tunnels that you have to go through. It's not the same. Then when there's stairs going down and you step down and you hear the music, you smell the food right in the open. You know, you hear the music, smell the food, and you right away feel the culture. I love that. You know, and then you go in there and then you just feel like connected right away. You know, I just love the different languages. You know, I don't have to understand it. You know, I love different food and music, right? So we need to search more. Because every time we step into a different situation, we learn more than what we can ever imagine. So what's going on in the world? Things that we want to find out about.
And then do you take all of that information and put it together, and does that help you, inspire you to compose your music?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah. Different situations, you know, or even opportunities to help here and there. Like, I love when I go to a place to be able to teach kids. You know, I like that. It's not only playing. I'm always asking for the opportunity to connect with, you know, the younger ones, you know?
What is on the horizon for you when it comes to music and performance here in Indiana and around where we can see you. What are you working on? Some new projects, some new music scores, things like that?
Yes, we work with Airborne Studios. So we throw like about maybe 3 CDs a year. So that's an ongoing thing, you know, with Ben and the guys over there, Airborne, and the musicians here, which, you know, we have fantastic musicians in our group. I think what I'm looking forward to the most and is to connect more people through music and what we do.
And your music seems to represent that, too. Is that kind of your goal, is just to keep that music that just very all-inclusive? I mean, what do you really think about when you come to writing your music and then performing it in front of people?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the process of it? Well, I'm usually in my living room with my piano. So I'm there, you know, and I sometimes things come quickly. Sometimes you have to think about it and have intention. You have to have an intention to what you want to do it for, to write it for. You know, so usually having a topic in your mind is really good. So I just plug one key at a time, and I'm writing it by hand by the first time that I put it on the computer. But then, you know, it's just you write something, and then you come back, and you tweak it, and then you tweak it more, and then you create this product. You know, but I usually have something in mind to connect people to the music we write. Yeah.
And how much influence do you get from the musicians that you gather around?
They're great. Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm so lucky, you know, that I'm part of this group. Everybody's different, right? We got people, we're multicultural, you know. We got people from Minneapolis. We got people from Indiana, you know, and then different races, you know. We have somebody from, I'm from the Dominican Republic. We have Puerto Ricans. We have Panamanians in there, you know. So everybody brings something different. Some people are from classical background. They got into this. Some people are super jazz. You know, some people are more like funk, you know. And for them to learn this music and to, you know, and to be part of this collaboration and this mix, you know, they bring... You hear it. They don't even talk about it, but you hear it. You feel it. You know, it's just, it's alive.
And when somebody comes to one of your shows, what do you want them to experience and what do you want them to take away when they leave?
I want them to be happy. You know, when they come, you know, and they go to, I want them to leave happy. And whatever was going on through their minds, to be gone, at least for a few days or 3 or 4. Hopefully eternally, but we know whatever it is, you know, I want them to feel happy. You know, I think that's one of the reasons that I'm on this earth. I want to make people feel happy through whatever we do.